This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
March 25th, 2018, it's Incendiary Radio on Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org. I will be here with you guys for the next 3 hours, and I've got four books open in front of me, page notes, page clips, very fascinating sequence of events that we've seen unfold this week, the omnibus spending bill that has been signed, and I've got a slightly different angle. Ken sent me something earlier, and I was digging around, and I saw some things floating around, and let me just say this, you know, none of you are near the things going on. And I just see that there's a lot of know-it-alls and a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks, and there's a lot of people that a lot of checkers players out here, and they're not thinking of moves ahead, and they're not being very Art of War, Sun Tzu minded, and that sort of thing. And so I see the knee jerks. And look, I'm not here to defend this sequence of events that went down, but at the same time, I realize there's a whole lot of, let's just say, factors in something like a quadratic equation. And you have elections/selections coming up. You have a lot of things going on. I saw some great articles about this foolish March for Our Lives, Days of Our Lives, March for Our Lives. And I've got some of these articles pulled up as well. I've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I got 13 articles pulled up on the computer. And so let me go back to this. George Meany, president AFL-CIO, the conflict between communism and freedom is the problem of our time. It overshadows all other problems. This conflict mirrors our age, its toils, its tensions, its troubles, and its tasks. On the outcome of this conflict depends the future of all mankind. And this Meany character, I mean, he took a lot of crazy stances as we, you know, in hindsight look back, but you know, he still knew that even as a labor leader that this was the problem of our time. And now you're seeing so many AFL-CIO affiliated organizations basically drank the Kool-Aid of full-blown Bernie Sanders Marxism. You know, and he's a commie, and we know he's a commie. He went on his honeymoon to the Soviet Union. I mean, you know. But what I first want to start off with tonight is this. This little punk David Hogg, okay? And he's one of the four little ringleaders, the four horsemen of this Parkland synthetic terror gun operation, gun grab, Sandy Hook really 2.0. And for those of us that don't have the scales on our eyes, the thing is just so blatant. It's so plastic. It's so artificial. It's so synthetic. But unfortunately, our fellow creatures, our fellow, you could call them citizens or whatever, countrymen, you know, people are all anal about the words and word choices. Your fellow countrymen, they're in zombie mode. They're in idiot mode. They're in idiocracy mode. And so, you know, there's some really, really sick and twisted individuals. You know, the George Clooney's and the rest of the Hollywood's people and so forth involved in this. So I want to start off, Ken, let's go to clip 14. And I was over at my folks' house, and I saw my mom, my nice, you know, 70-something, you know, TV-watching mom. She had Ellen on, and a bunch of the kids from the Parkland operation were on Ellen. And so let's listen to Ellen and these kids and just how sickening the whole thing is. But let's listen to 14 real quick.
Thanks for being here. So I met your classmates, Emma and Jacqueline and Cameron, and they're just amazing kids, as you are. And I shouldn't even call you kids. You're young adults, and you're doing so much for all of us. I mean, finally, it seems like someone's making enough noise that it's going to make a change. So, and that, it looks like it's your generation. So thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for everything you're doing. First of all, no, you're backed by all of us. Everyone is behind you, so thank you for that. You lost your best friend, Joaquin, right? Is that his name?
Yeah.
So it makes it even more personal for you.
Right. Well, Joaquin, I say to everyone, all right,
let's just stop it there.
Imagine.
But this is just a little sample, a little appetizer. Or a vomit inducer, or whatever you want. Remember, Ellen had the this idiot, or maybe double body double or whatever after Vegas. So Ellen DeGeneres is highly, highly involved in this. Let's just say gazillionaire funded Zio communist. Juggernaut that we're facing. She's one of these culture pushers, okay? And so she gets all this kind of political. She's like the new Oprah. Oprah's not doing her show anymore. So Ellen has taken the political Marxian kind of football, and now she's running with it. And so she's a skinny white lesbian Oprah. Okay, same difference, same kind of ideology, uber rich people trying to foist basically feudal neo-feudalism on all of us. And so the guns, this is a big one. Now, let's, Ken, get clip one ready. I want, this little jerk David Hogg, okay? And there's been, I mean, great work done on exposing all of these characters, these child, you know, what would you call them? Assets, apparatchiks, the whole nine yards. Using these young people, lionizing them, And, you know, I've got to throw the Pope under the bus in a little bit. The anti-Pope, this dirtbag Jesuit freak show, Bergoglio. I mean, one of the lowest of the low individuals that you could ever has walked this planet. And this is somebody coming out of an Italian Catholic background. And you know, when you see this just seething, just sick, twisted individual pushing, prodding, you know, the Jesuits at Georgetown are involved in all this stuff. Just like your Cosa Nostra factions, they're all pushing the same agenda, which is basically world communism. But it's just fake. It's technocratic. It's for the rich to be exempt at the top. It's just basically neo-feudal slavery for all of us little people. And I have to give a language warning here, but I'm going to play it. But this is the one of the leaders, and he puts up his little communist fist, and you know, I'm sure most of you have all seen this that dig around and look at all this, really really bad. So let's and if you're offended by bad language, plug your ears up. But for the rest of us, let's listen to this little creep.
They shall condemn themselves with their own words.
They're pathetic fuckers that want to keep killing our children. They could have blood from children spattered all over their faces and they wouldn't take action because they'll still see those dollar signs.
Are you exhausted?
I'm beyond exhausted.
Is it energizing, this exhaustion? Is it an energizing exhaustion?
Yeah, it's just as energizing as it is exhausting at this point. I get to a certain point where I get so tired that I just keep going. It creates a positive feedback loop in some ways, where the more stress and work that I put on me, the more work and stress that I can deal with. Well, at this point, it's like when you're your old-ass parent's like, I don't know how to send an iMessage, and you're just like, give me the fucking phone, and you take it, and you're like, okay, let me handle it, and you get it done in 1 second. Sadly, that's what we have to do with our government, because our parents don't know how to use a fucking democracy, so we have to. You think what sick fuckers are out there that want to continue to sell more guns, murder more children, and honestly just get reelected? What type of person are you when you want to see more fucking money than children's lives? What type of shitty person does that?
And, like, there's this whole... I mean, the way that they're talking about it now, the way Rick Scott has been talking about it, is, like, when the shooter arrives, we need a metal detector and a guard.
Point, with Rick Scott, it's like, when I get elected to Senate, we're not going to let that fucking happen, and you guys better not. He's like, oh, I'm going to implement all of these amazing things. Let me make sure I do it right before my election for Senate when I try calling out Bill Nelson. He's turning this political.
So do you see that as opportunistic? I mean, he's
it's absolutely opportunistic. He does not give a fuck about these kids' lives at all. He only cares about his reelection. That's why this stuff is being implemented in a year, not today.
What is striking to me about this is that you guys seem to have such a mastery of the internet in a way that I feel like, I mean, literally any politician pretty much can't even approach it.
And that's the great thing about it, because those fuckers aren't going to get reelected.
But on the internet, they're on your turf, essentially. Like, this is the way I think about it. But, like, you actually have to take that turf and take it to theirs, which is, like, making laws happen and getting people elected, mm-hmm. or making sure people don't get elected.
I mean, when you start hearing from your political aides that there's a shitload of angry future voters, you start to worry a little bit.
Unless your political aides are the ones who are telling people that they're crisis actors, like...
Yeah, I'd love to meet that. Hey, if you're out there, fuck you.
All right. Sorry for that, but this is the little punk, okay? Thinks he's a badass. Daddy was FBI, crisis actor, crisis management. Real, real, just, you know, probably weighs about 105. I could probably break his arm with one hand. He's that twinkish and skinny, and he thinks he's a real revolutionary. Look, they put these little creeps in our face. They want us, like those of us that are, like, you know, in our sector, they want to provoke us. They want to prod us. They want somebody like you or me to get so pissed. And I'm pissed. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm highly pissed. But, you know, I've learned over time, you know, you get some wisdom about in yourself, in your spirit, and you know that knee-jerk silliness is not the way to proceed forward. It's got to be methodical. It's got to be strategic. You know, you got to think with logic. And look, it's a further in the divide and conquer, you know, the pussy hat march. Now you got this March for Our Lives, this little AstroTurf fake. Basically, the control of the Democratic Party, the world communist movement is almost completely, and when they ran out all the blue dog Democrats, the relatively conservative ones that were left in the party, this is when the cementing of the Obama heirs, you know, basically your kosher Nostra, you know, far left Jesuit faction completely and totally pushed out the basically your white Southern Protestant blue dogs that were left in the party. Okay. And so now it's just gone full blown commie. So there's a lot going on here with this march. Jared Kushner's brother, Josh, was spotted. Okay. This is up at the Gateway Pundit. Yeah, this, and I got to get into the, now it begins. Democrat candidate for sheriff suggests killing people to take their guns. This is one of these latest articles. R. Daryl Fisher is a candidate for sheriff in Buncombe County, North Carolina. Okay. And basically he's a Democrat. He's running on a simple platform, justice for all. Also says he will kill citizens of his county if they don't turn over their guns. I mean, any weapon is designed for use by the military, I think we should ban. You've heard people say you have to pry my gun from my cold, dead hands, and he shrugs, okay. And this is really orchestrated as well. This is totally actuaried out, synthetic. We're basically now on the heels of this March for Our Lives, and you see David Hogg threatening. And he's just a mouthpiece. But basically now you're going to see even harder core gun grabbers come to the front of the Democratic Party to go up against more or less middle of the road Democrats that are not, let's say, for a full gun ban. I was listening to an interview of Dianne Feinstein at this rally while she's surrounded by her cadre of security who are all locked and loaded. She's already got an assault weapons ban in the Senate. And, you know, the thing is crazy like this. And I just ordered some pro-gun shirts yesterday. And one of them was a quote from Jefferson basically talking about the Second Amendment. He's like, the beauty of the Second Amendment is you don't really need it until it's time to use it. Well, the time to use it was probably a while back, but through mass mind control, brainwashing, boiling frog syndrome, incremental, you know, just kind of zombification of the population, that the time, let's say, is past. I mean, it's probably during Clinton's, you know, the massive criminality there. There's probably, you know, and then they ran that false flag in Oklahoma City to really go after the militia movement and so forth and so on, because it was started to bubble right then. And so then they was like, well, we got to pull a false flag here, blame it on the white right. And so they set up their patsy or slash operative Timothy McVeigh. You can get all over the map on this one. Timothy McVeigh didn't die. You see all that where they pseudo killed him on the gurney there, and they whisked him off and probably gave him plastic surgery, and he's still running around somewhere, and he's an assassin. Or, you know, you get into all these long range, let's just say, hypotheses. You know, when you look at any one of these operations about what happened to so-and-so, and you can go down many trails on these sort of issues, but I will pick this up when we come back. Incendiary Radio, and I'll plug the chat rooms and the folks that post a show.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Yeah, I was looking at all the footage, clips, and articles on all these little, basically unwitting traitors marching around in our nation's capital. Some of them witting traitors, some of them willing, and basically the puppet masters, and then a lot of these just dumb kids. I mean, just sick, tech addicted. I mean, victims of multifaceted weapon systems, silent weapons for quiet wars, from PSYOP to mind war, report from Iron Mountain, the whole nine, just, you know, war on the youth, basically the communization, demoralization, feminization of our nation's kids. It's just insane. incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com, TCTA Unleashed, WTFR, down in Australia, 107.9, Sean's network. TCTA Unleashed, you can find the archive there, commercial free, in the morning. And then you got Hooley's blog.blogspot.com. Hooley's been posting the show probably since right when I went on. And so I always thank Hooley as well. He usually puts it up in the morning as well. So you can spread those links if you choose. If not, you know, don't. It's on you. So I got a couple minutes. I just finished Feast of the Beast by Tex Mars. And it really gets into Leviathan, the worship of Leviathan in a under the surface way by the rabbis and the Talmud and the Kabbalah, and basically you can really look at this in the Satanist movement worldwide when you see that picture of the goat of Mendez and the upside down pentagram. Well, those are Hebrew letters around there in the circle, and it spells out Leviathan. And so Feast of the Beast really digs into these two Leviathan serpents in basically mystical Judaism post deicide Judaism, to where it really explains a lot. And it's really a whole nother twist on, you know, the Great Horror and Revelation 17 and 18. And, you know, you've had the typical basically ancient Protestant, I don't want to say ancient, but pretty old, hundreds of years old Protestant view that the papacy is the great whore. Well, Mars gives you another look and basically says this beast that was not, and, you know, comes back and blah blah blah. He views it as this nation sitting in the Middle East, Israel now. The deadly wound was healed and so forth and so on. And he gets into it. It's an interesting take on the biblical eschatological interpretation. And so I'm always looking at everybody's kind of viewpoint. That's always fascinated me ever since I was a kid. But I'm looking at this latest book that I've started, Hell's Mirror, Global Empire of the Illuminati Builders, that I got from Tex Mars. And I might, well, I got probably got the time, but I'm just going to read the first page. Double think, and think of CNN, think of MSNBC, think of this gun garbage, think of our modern Democratic Party, but then even the John McCain, Mitch McConnell kind of Lindsey Graham, John Bolton, and I'm going to have to talk about him in a little bit. PNAC, John Bolton. I've seen people are saying he was skull and bones, and I was trying to dig around. It's possible he's a bonesman. I'm not sure. I didn't dig into that too far. I couldn't remember from going off the top of my head whether he was a bonesman, whether he went to Yale. I think he went to Harvard, is what Dr. Francis Boyle was saying. And so I don't want to say yet, but I'm gonna have to read this after the bottom of the hour breaks. You guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Fun with Antifa. These little dirtbag commies, I'll tell you. Anyway, and I got some stuff to get into about basically this, let's just say, an artificial attempt to co-opt a bunch of these young March for Our Lives types into becoming full-blown Antifa members. I'm seeing this floating around, and these are going to be your little commie shock troops running the Red Terror, like Children of the – doesn't that David Hogg remember – remind you of somebody out of Children of the Corn, the original one? Like just some little evil bastard, little kid that wants to, you know, like dominate and basically kill adults. I mean, this is, insane. I Daddy FBI crisis management. Give me a break. Anyway, I looked up Bolton during the break. He went to Yale, so his he's summa cum laude in 1970. He was involved with the Students for Goldwater in the 60s, Juris Doctorate at 74 at Yale Law School. So I bet you he's probably a Bonesman because the Bonesmen are at Yale. Of course, the Bush family, John Kerry, Buckley, all these characters. And so, I didn't know this, and this was on his Wikipedia entry, so it could be bogus, you know, who runs Wikipedia. He wrote in his Yale 25th reunion book, "I confess I had no desire to die in a Southeast Asian rice paddy. I considered the war in Vietnam already lost." In an interview, Bolton discussed his comment in the reunion book, explaining that he decided to avoid service in Vietnam because by the time I was about to graduate in 1970, it was clear to me the opponents of the Vietnam War had made it certain we would not prevail, and that I had no great interest in going there to have Teddy Kennedy give it back to the people I might die to take it away from. Alex Jones and Roger Stone the other day were talking about the selection of Bolton. And Jones has become almost, really silly. He was trying to say he was a hardcore nationalist, et cetera, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Roger Stone was just saying what a great guy he was. And this guy was a PNAC member, okay? So 9/11 conspirator. Involved with the Council on Foreign Relations, the Federalist Society, New Atlantic Initiative. Now, there is this, let's just say, viewpoint out there, you know, and this is getting kind of old, that Trump is surrounding himself with these swamp-type creatures because of their knowledge of the swamp. And basically to keep your enemies closer and blah, 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 to make the Bush family, who really Bolton really seems to be a satellite of, being that the Bushes are the big kingpins of skull and bones that are alive on the earth right now. And then him being in the Bush cabinets and so forth. I don't have much to say about it. It's disappointing. There's a whole lot of very capable Americans that are not CFR affiliated, not Skull and Bones affiliated, that would have, you know, done a much more patriotic job, let's say, of being a national security advisor. But like I say, I'm not up there and I am not privy to very much. And so there's a lot of armchair, let's just say, commenting going on and so forth and so on, where people, you know, out here, the optics of it don't look good. I will just say that bringing in a PNAC gentleman to be the national security advisor, not a good deal. Now, where was I going to go? Just a couple thing here. I went over Bolton. Okay. Now, I got to talk about this for a second. Now, you see this orchestration with Citibank, Google, YouTube, basically trying to strip the gun enthusiasts, the firearms manufacturers, the firearm sellers, like, you know, some of the big, you know, the Cabela's type, the Dick's Sporting Goods, Walmart, so forth. So you're seeing this backdoor pressure, you know, where they talk about the Gramsci, Antonio Gramsci, this Italian communist, this pincher strategy is what he really coined, this kind of term and concept where you got pressure from above and then pressure from below. So the pressure from above is the rich money lenders, governmental pressure from above, you know, the Feinsteins and the gun grabbers. But then you've also got the Everytown or whatever Bloomberg's running. And then you got the pressure from below. So you can see they're running a communist pincher strategy on us right now. The pressure from below is the AstroTurf, March for Our Lives, and the rest of it. The pressure from above is, you know, the banks, Ellen, all the people that, you know, George Clooney and all the rest of the buffoon Hollywood people, these embarrassments. I mean, I'll tell you what, when the crap hits the fan, I hope we can catch some of these people, you know, because it's just what they deserve is, you know, founding fathers justice. And we all know this, and you know, I pray that we have that window of opportunity someday when they collapse this whole thing into chaos on us, and when they start the real evil stuff. I hope some of them, we can get our hands on some of them, because they're the ones that really fed this beast in order for it to get enough strength to really pull this on us. Let's see here. And so, you know, there was a bunch of these YouTubers with huge channels, you know, the gun people that do basic presentations. They show you how to shoot, shows you how what the gun does and blah, blah, blah. They're all getting, a lot of them are getting purged. And so this is a all-out assault on our rights. Now, let's see. I got a few minutes. Let's cover this now. I'm going to open the phones in a little bit too, but I want to cover this. Ken, get clip 13 ready. Okay. Now this is another angle on the omnibus, you know, spending bill. Now it's not a budget, and what's different, I'm not real familiar with this, but this omnibus thing, you notice when Obama was in, basically, there was hardly, I don't even know if there was a budget during his time, a real budget where people had to stay, you know, certain money went to this and this, and it really was more or less set in stone. These omnibus bills, from what I understand, gives the executive a whole lot of leeway to do and not do what he wants with the money. This is the angle I'm going with, and I'm seeing this floating around out here. So let's just keep that in, and I've got a White House release from 2 days ago that kind of dovetails with this that Ken sent me. Let's roll clip 13.
Trump talking about how he did not like the bill. He was going to sign it because our military really needed the help. And I did a video showing Obama going back in his last United Nations speech before he left the office, talking about wanting to basically become the emperor of the world. He had destroyed our military while he built up the United Nations troops. I have very intelligent people that comment on my YouTube channel, and I want to say thank you. Bitter Klinger, not a budget. It's a president's dream bill, like what Obama had for 8 years. Very intelligent. He could spend all of this on the wall, and that's what Obama did. He never let a budget go forward. He kept forcing it into an omnibus. Then he actually controlled the purse strings, thus money sent overseas, well, Korea, Iran, all of this, his Soros-backed plans for deep state takeover, all of that, Common Core, was all funded. But he, again, he set a trap for the Democrats, guys. This is what this one says. The bill was a trap for the Dems. They expected him to veto it so they could prevent any future DOD budgets for a military upgrade. We lose any votes in November, this is gone, possibly for years. The president knew this. It was now or never. Trump knew he couldn't win a two-front war with Russia and China without a military revamp. Now we have the funds, and since the W-2 was funded, it can be started immediately, so therefore it will be completed. perfect. And, guys, the analysis, some of the best I've seen today. And I've looked at mainstream media. I've looked a lot at social media. And there's a lot of people that out there that, quite frankly, I'm very disappointed in, both in mainstream media and on YouTube, for attacking our president. You know, you can pause this and read it. I'm just going to go over some of it. It said it's not an official federal budget. It's an omnibus bill, not a budget. He outsmarted them again. Guy's a grand chess master. Congress basically screwed themselves by not passing a budget. Per the Constitution, the president must adhere to a budget set forth by Congress and direct the expenditures as provided therein. This is another one of those big, porculous bills like they gave Obama 8 years ago. It's not a budget. An omnibus spending bill may have some instructions as how the money will be spent, but Obama ignored them. He spent the money or didn't spend it however he wanted to, and Congress didn't do a thing about it. Why? Because they couldn't. And just like Obama, Trump can spend this money on whatever he wants to. Look at the next Planned Parenthood, Sanctuary Cities. Guys, he's not going to give that money away. He's sending ICE in there. Planned Parenthood, you're celebrating the murdering of children. You're not going to get it. Sanctuary Cities, the president can slow walk that money too. This only goes to September. Until the Sanctuary Cities assist ICE in rounding up criminal illegal aliens, he can hold back all of this. Talking about exploding heads from the Dems and in a media. And, guys, many Republicans, starting from Ann Coulter and that form of media down, again, all the way into social media. It was sickening. The wind can blow, and a lot of people will just go with it, guys. No strength, no backbone. It's amazing. And I pray, look, what's he going to do? The president could say, what? Congress should have passed a budget. That's right, because then they could have done something about it. Don finished, research was done, and it was so very humorous to see this. He said, just give me money for the military and the wall, put everything else you want in it, and those goofballs did. Also from the comments of the video, he's touched by the spirit ministry, said, do you understand what an omnibus bill is? In short, the POTUS can spend the money as he sees fit. It is not a budget with hard appropriations. The appropriations in the omnibus bill are merely a suggestion again. And think about it. Only the POTUS gets to decide where this money ends up. I would imagine all of this will not be fulfilled as a bill is written. POTUS got $1.3 trillion to spend as he wants to over the next 8 months, guys. You think that wall's not going to get built? You don't think the military is going to be strengthened? And I want to say this. One of the comments mentioned it would be hard to face China and Russia. Guys, a lot of it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the deep state coup, okay, and the United Nations. Looks like POTUS gave an example of the art of the deal, an excellent example. In short, he has outfoxed them again. Excellent. Back to the Q post. Again, first two, we're getting in. Trip code updated.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. I mean, a fascinating angle. And then here's, I'm going to read this. This is from thewhitehouse.gov. Issued on March 23rd, text of a letter from President to the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and dear Mr. President, you know, of the Senate, in accordance with Section 7058D of Division K of the Consolidated Appropriations Act 2018, H.R. 1625, the Act, I guess that's the omnibus bill, I hereby designate as an emergency requirement all funding so designated by the Congress in the Act pursuant to Section 2251B2A of the Balanced Budget and Emergency Deficit Control Act of 1985 for the accounts referenced in Section 7058D. The details of this action are set forth in the enclosed memorandum from the Director of the Office of Management and Budget. Sincerely, Donald J. Trump. So I don't, you know, look, I just got this sent to me by Ken. It's another angle where, let's just say, everybody wanted to freak. And we saw what Obama did, this lawless character, this Marxist, you know, Alinskyite, Bill Ayers disciple, you know, goofball, basically nation wrecker, basically put us on the verge of complete and utter race war, and you know, and unfortunately, a large swath of our black population just did not understand the tactics of the revolution to divide people completely, get them at each other's throats, and so therefore you can bring in the totalitarian system. But cocktail those things together. What Trump's going to do with this omnibus? We need to keep our eyes on it. It's fascinating. I would love to see Planned Parenthood go into a kvetching fit if Trump doesn't give them a dime. I would love to see that. You know, this whole thing with 2018, this year, the election coming up too, it would be great if Trump basically went through with this angle and really let him have it. Will it happen? I don't know, and neither do you. See you guys on the other side.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Alright, we're back. You're in radio on RBN now. This is up on Gateway Pundit as well. tens of thousands of far-left protesters march in D.C. on Saturday against gun rights, the NRA, Trump, and the Catholic Church. And they got a big picture of Marco Rubio with a red cross drawn on his head, like, you know, Ash Wednesday, but it's in blood. At least one protester carried a sign attacking Catholics, Marco Rubio, and Ash Bloody Wednesday. And it says, "We call BS." Now, David Hogg had this little pin on, and it said, "We call BS." So this is the this is one of these mantras the mentally ill commie brigades are calling. We call BS to any of the politicians that support the Second Amendment, basically. Catholic senator, and it's Catholics in quotes, Marco Rubio. So you're not Catholic if you support the Second Amendment, is what all the leftards, and especially the Catholic leftards, the Jesuit, anti-Pope, and the rest of these thugs, basically the American Conference of Catholic Bishops, mostly all Marxists. But this is also what it says, Ash Bloody Wednesday, NRA bitch, kid killer, enough, never again, blah, blah, blah. And so just because you support the Second Amendment, you're the NRA's bitch, and then you're a kid killer. Because you actually know the history of basically gun rights in the country. And, you know, if you go to savetheguns.org, I think it is, or it's .com, and you get into the history and you read the quotes from the founding fathers about who the militia is, it's every swing and you know what. That's who the militia is. Every able-bodied male is considered the militia by the founding fathers. And so personal gun ownership is, I mean, it was at the Switzerland level, basically, in the paradigm in the early part of the country, basically to defend against tyranny, whether it comes from within or without. These people, and I'm going to play some of these zombie videos after the top of the hour. I got a phone call already coming. I'm going to take you after the top of the hour. I only got about a minute left, but. And we'll open the phones, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. But, I mean, Marco Rubio's like a pretty squeamish senator. And for them to treat him this way, what I want to know is, you know, I want to see some of these people debate, you know, your Ted Nugents. I want to see them debate your really hard, you know, your hardcore pro-Second Amendment people with a foundational knowledge that basically, you know, these rappers like Ice-T and this guy, he was up on Breitbart, Killer Mike, some black guy who, you know, he's in the rap music game, but he's like, look, you progressive idiots are going to drive us right into full-blown slavery all over again. And he probably meant for basically the entire population of the country is going to go full blown slavery, because, you know, I bought some really cool pro gun shirts yesterday. I spent about $80, and I'm going to probably start wearing them around. And I got a bunch of them already, but I bought some new ones. The funny one was, "Don't like guns? ? Don't buy one." And we'll see you guys after the top. That will survive disaster. Hunger and despise. I am the rule. Living like a beast in this concrete jungle is where I rule. Cruising down Hollywood, oh yeah, I've come so far in the search for.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.